another notable recording from our program Straight from the Heart. This extract has been drawn from our recordings of conversations held with devotees here in the Radio Sai studios, and we trust it will be both inspiring and uplifting for you. In the following extract, Professor Jayalakshmi Gopinath, who has known Baba since 1947 and is now the warden at the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus, tells us a little about the ambience in those early days.
Oh, the old mandir then was a very, very small building of rough stone. Mm-hmm. And Bhagwan's residence itself was none too unenviable.
Okay.
And it was all wilderness, all around. And what Prashanta Nilayam is today, you cannot imagine what it was in those days. In the old mandir, there wasn't anything like direct routine. Baba is always many-faceted and every day it's novel.
Mm-hmm.
And early morning, of course, then at that time we didn't have Suprabhatam. Although we were just a handful of devotees, a very small place, the old mandir. And as usual, the discipline, the men aside and the women aside, that is it. They could not come
either side, yes.
Yes, they would not come together that way. And early morning, as soon as we got up, well, I can't describe to you where most of us, when we were in a state of heightened bliss, which perhaps the Bhagavata, you see, relates about Sri Krishna and his devotees. I don't know. And it was so with me. And Baba would be up early. He would be out of his room. He would be moving amidst us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd all be standing. Standing and just looking at him enraptured.
Oh, yes.
That's what it was. And then he would play with us. And bhajan time he would sing with us. Many a time Bhagavan has sung along with me during bhajan times then. And the altar, of course, was on the platform. And any devotee could go clean it up and keep it in shape.
You have just listened to an edition of Straight from the Heart, touching and thought-provoking extracts of conversations held with devotees in the Radio Sai studios.